Representative Dan Morhaime, an emergency medicine physician and faculty member at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, strives to help people inform their end-of-life choices in his book, A Better End. Morhaime says for those who would like to address medicine's always advancing technology, there's another document they should also consider.
In Maryland, we have a MOLST form, M-O-L-S-T, Medical Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. In other states, it's called PULSED, Physician Orders, but in Maryland, it's because nurse practitioners can complete the form. An advance directive is fairly general. How much care do you want, and who can make decisions if you can't? MOLST gets very specific about what exactly to do. It's a medical order. It's not completed by the patient. It's completed by the physician in consultation with the patient, but it gets into very specific things. Do you want antibiotics? Do you want major surgery? Do you want major diagnostic testing?
Recent Institute of Medicine activity has once again brought the issue of advanced directives to the fore. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.